Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Lounge. It's actually the final episode of the semester on season 7, actually. So, pretty fun fact about that. But I'm joined here by two special guests from MEPT. We got Paige Ackley and Timmy Melfi.
What's going on?
So excited, guys.
So thank you for coming on. I kind of want to make this a series where I just kind of invite people or like people who are willing to come on from our class just to kind of get to know them a little bit more. They could kind of express what they want to say just on a platform where you could just kind of talk for an hour and it doesn't really matter. Like you just say whatever you want. So
thank you for
coming on. How you guys doing?
Oh, lovely. I saw the text in the group chat about, you know, going on a podcast and I was like, I gotta go.
I was sitting at my friend's super early birthday party, and I was like, ooh, should I study tomorrow? Nah, let's go to podcast. So I was like, that sounds perfect.
Yeah, well, I plan on studying, like, right after this.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like, it's...
For sure.
The thing is with this, it's like, the first thing I do, and then I kind of... The day goes from there. So it all entails from the previous semesters. I've had it on, like, Sunday one semester. I've had it on pretty much all the Saturdays, but they've been, like, earlier than this, so like the earliest it's been was like 8 o'clock.
Woo,
on a Sunday.
That's rough.
First ever podcast was 8 a.m oh on my. Sundays.
That's not bad.
Yeah, so it was very hard to get people to come on because they just didn't want to wake up, but as you
Fair.
Go on you get more preferences and you get like I guess a priority, so I kind of chose a nice little spot here where it's like you could do this and then kind of carry on with your afternoon, enjoy the rest of the day. So that's kind of the origin.
Nice.
That's awesome.
But yeah, obviously last podcast of the semester. So this is the 7th semester coming up on the 8th one, which I'll begin next in the spring semester. I currently don't know the time for it, but I'm hoping to get more people on this. So
that'd be awesome.
Sounds cool.
Last podcast of 2025.
Exactly, yeah, last one
it.
Of the year.
MVPs.
Oh, yeah.
I need to actually go back and see how many podcasts I did in 2025. And just kind of see, like, the numbers, because I haven't really looked. But they're all on Spotify, so appreciate all the listeners that tune in. But kind of reflecting on the semester, how do you guys think you guys did this semester?
I mean, I loved it. I'll be honest. Not having physiology, yeah. Which I know it's going to make me a hated speaker on this podcast.
That's controversial.
But, not having it definitely made it a lot better for me. And I love anatomy. So it was awesome. Professors were great. You know, getting to talk in, or getting to do the like lab for a patient client.
True. That was a good time.
It was awesome. I had a pretty good time this semester.
Yeah. How about you, Paige?
I feel like definitely a great time. I've been side questing like my life depends on it though. So the time management skills definitely got to like get some work in over winter break before we come back, because I have a feeling that one's going to be a little harder.
Yeah.
But overall, yeah, loved gross anatomy. I like physiology, hot take, but it's been
incredibly
a little bit of a rough
take.
Class just because it's so disorganized.
Yeah,
but
I would agree with that. But yeah, I mean, back to like the side quests. What side quests are you talking? I mean, I feel like you could give like a whole 30 minutes on your side quests.
Give us a top three.
I really could. Ooh,
top three.
Top
side.
Three. Okay. See, like, I would define this as a side quest, frankly. But I would say, finally made it to the Bean. I've been trying to go to the Bean for literally the entire time I've been in college.
Because, really?
Yeah. So I live in Illinois, like downstate Illinois, though. And when I got to college, all my friends were like, you live in Illinois and you haven't seen the Bean before. Like, what's wrong? So yeah, I tried to go like 5 separate times and it would always be like, there's a blizzard and your train is canceled, or like the roads have flooded and there's a NASCAR race, or like all
NASCAR.
Of the things. So last time I tried to go, it was like St. Patrick's Day and they closed the whole park. I was super sad about it. So my friend about a week ago, was just like, hey, I want to go to Portillo's and get a cake shake. Like, you want to go for a drive and just, like, sing some songs for an hour? It's
that sounds
beautiful.
Amazing.
It's like, that sounds absolutely delightful. So we're driving. She gets low tire pressure. So we stop at the gas station. She's like, I need to drive around on this tire to, like, make sure that my car is good. So we just like start heading towards Chicago, and she's like, "Where should we drive to?" And I was like, "I don't really care. Wait 2 minutes." And I was like, "You know, what about the Bean?" I was like, "I think we should go to the Bean." And it was open, so we went, and they had like the little ice rink, so we watched all of the ice skaters and yeah,
that's great.
Very solid side quest.
Yeah. You were just like driving up here, and then all of a sudden we're like, "Oh, let's go to Chicago." Or were you back home?
No, we were like at the Milwaukee Portillo's.
Oh. That's actually
yeah, so
a really
it's like
fire
a solid
idea.
Like 3 hour excursion.
That is so cool though.
It was a good time.
I miss go I haven't gone downtown in ages, honestly, and I live so close to it.
I know.
Yeah, it is kinda wild.
I went last winter break with my acapella group, and then I think before that the last time I went was probably spring break of my freshman year.
That's kinda wild.
I think, at least. I don't know, for living so close, I, like, never go.
Yeah. I did it a lot over the summer, just because there's a lot of things to do, and, sure. like, went on a lot of bike rides down the lake.
They do have a really nice path.
It's really nice. I would go, so my friend would live on the north side around, like, Logan Square, and we'd bike down, like, Fullerton Main Street all the way down to the Fullerton Beach area. And you just hop on the trail, and you go all the way downtown to, like, Navy Pier, and then you go all the way back.
That's sick.
It's, like, cool. a good 12 miles, I think. So it's, like, a really good workout, too.
Nice.
But that just makes – talking about that makes me miss the summer activities, given how cold it is now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, what did you think of the Bean? You just
– You know?
Was it life-changing?
Yeah.
It kind of was. It was beautiful. I didn't think it would be so, like – reflective. I mean, obviously you like see pictures and you're like, yep, that's like a mirror, but I don't know, something about it, especially when you're like underneath it, it's just kind of trippy.
Yeah,
but
did cool, you take cool. The Caden and Charlie like just glorifying the Bean picture?
No, I didn't, but I should have. They were a little upset with me that I didn't.
Missed opportunity.
But
yeah, what's another side quest? Well, I know one of them was the whole Bucks thing.
Yeah.
I guess you could consider that, given that you told me that you're basically a super fan.
I would say probably I go to 2 or 3 Bucks games a week when
that's
it's
crazy.
Like at
that
its
is
most
awesome.
Crazy. So there's definitely a lot of days I like get off work and my call time is in like 10 minutes and I'm running from Marquette's campus all the way downtown to the Bucks Stadium.
That's
so
cool.
It's a fun time. I get some really weird looks because there's like all sorts of other people like just walking around and then they see like me and my little jersey just like lone woman in the middle of the darkness like sprinting down the sidewalk. So yeah, but it's a good side quest.
If you want to share how you got into that position of getting like free tickets.
Oh boy. So I was watching a Marquette basketball game. I think it was maybe Georgetown. It was right at the end of winter break of last year. And because, like, no one was back on campus yet, there was,
that was a good game.
It was a great game.
That was a great game.
There was, like, no one in the stands. So I'm in, like, the second row. So I'm just, like, really getting into it. They're standing at the free throw line. I am heckling, like, my life absolutely depends on it. And this, like, big buff dude comes up to me, and it's, like, one of the security guys in his little, like, suit, you know? I was like, oh, man. This is not going to go well for me. Like, I am getting sent home. But he hands me this, like, business card that has the Bucks logo on it. And he's like, you should send something to this email. And it was
so
ominous. But all of us after the game went out for tacos. And we were like, full send it together. Let's all email this person. And then they were like, hey, we heard you guys are, like, really good at cheering. Do you want to, like, come cheer with us? And we were like, oh. Sure, sounds good. So you have a tryout, which is essentially you just show up to the game. They have, like, little prompts for what cheers you do at what times. Either play it out on, like, the central screen in the arena, or else, like, they'll hold up little papers for us. And then you do, like, little arm motions with them and stuff. But, yeah, essentially, if you're loud and you actually do the cheers, they're like, you're welcome back anytime. And essentially works so... As long as I keep going, I keep my tickets.
Wow.
So there's people who have done it for, like, 12 years.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
a lot
cool.
of free tickets.
So what do you do for like, the breaks? Like, for this winter break?
I'm probably going to miss a lot of games, which is really unfortunate. But also, they don't play a whole lot. They have a big stretch of away games that I think their next home one. They have one this week on Thursday that I'll be at. And then after that, I don't think they're home until the 31st. So
wow.
I won't miss that many, actually. But
that's good.
Yeah, it's they literally send you a Google form, and you're just like, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, to what games you can go to.
Wow.
And then they just send you the tickets. Cool.
I remember so you were cool. explaining that to like someone. it's I think you were explaining to it in like anatomy lab. I was like, that is sick. I've like never heard of that before.
Random thing, yeah.
But that's cool. So what about like this whole like gross anatomy thing? Like yesterday ceremony,
dude.
I thought it was nice.
It was shout out to
the people who like who put that all together. It was so well done.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And like I feel like everyone, like all like the speeches and poems that they found were awesome. And you know, getting to hear Dr. Kirchhoff speak one more time, I was like, oh man,
my Dr. Kirchhoff.
Goat.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely gonna miss this class next semester. Excited for neuroanatomy, but
yeah,
that's a hot take. That is such a hot take.
I know. I think anatomy is so cool, and I feel like the brain is something that like I've learned so many times and still have no clue what any of it does.
It's just so confusing.
Yeah.
It's so confusing, but even like if you ask me what like the frontal lobe does, I'd be like, huh, it's
decisions,
a great question.
Planning.
Something like that. Yeah, I think prefrontal does that.
Mm-hmm.
And like occipital does like vision.
It's that awesome. Type of information that like doesn't stick with me. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like you have certain things that like you can understand, but like it stays.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things that you can understand at the time, but like it just doesn't stick for some reason. That's how I feel about neuro.
Yeah.
It's just so like.
What is a thalamus?
Yeah.
Truly.
Like who?
Like it does. It's not there.
Who came up with that idea? Like who? Like, why'd you name it that? I guess I would assume it'd be some from, like, a Latin origin or something like that, but...
Get Bill on the show.
Yeah, for real. Bill would know.
So, the vagus means wandering, and that's why it goes through your entire body. So true.
So true, well, and that's what sticks. It sticks, but, like, I hope that... So, I don't know. Hopefully next semester some of that stuff stays with me.
Yeah.
Because it's just so... If there's a lot of, like, pathways and...
Oh.
The thing's jumping from here, synapsing on whatever. It's so
there's
like,
going to be a lot of pathways.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like those are just knowing the processes, I guess. They're just really hard.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You know, I loved anatomy. It was awesome. And like Paige and I have both tutored the class before. And I tutor with Owen now. And we were like, man, like Kirchhoff taught it so well that like, it's changed how we want to like teach the class.
That's good.
Oh yeah, I totally agree.
I feel like I've retained so much from like even like those the in class like drill practices. Like even though like I rarely knew them in the moment.
Yeah,
just like writing.
I pretty much look at them and I'm like, nope, no idea.
I don't know.
But like writing down the few things that you did know, I feel like has made me like retain so much more.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I. She was such an incredible professor.
I like the drawings.
Yeah.
Like drawings.
Yeah.
I was doing drawings of cervical plexus and one of the other arteries. I think it was external.
Yep, external carotid.
Kind of love it.
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know. I like drawing it. I think it's cool.
Like, I feel like fun. I remember it a lot better when I draw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. I did that for the first exam.
Oh, brachial plexus?
Yeah, and I was like, okay. Well, I did that.
Yep.
I did one of the other arteries. I think it was axillary artery.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I did a bunch of those drawings and it actually helped me, and then I kind of stopped doing that. Well, it was hard to draw for like the last exam, to be honest.
Oh, the last one?
Yeah, I don't really even know exactly.
I think for the last one, I still drew out like for superior and inferior mesenteric, like where they went. I think like for me at least, like I just really easily forgot.
That's fair.
Like where things went.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah.
My studying last night was. I'm trying to draw a full body, like, artery flow since
Whoa.
It's, like, a cumulative exam. So I started with the upper extremity and, like, started some of GI.
Wow.
That's a lot of arteries,
man. It's a lot of arteries.
Did you finish it?
Not finished yet. And that may be the endeavor after this. You know.
That's what you're going to do?
I like it.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, I was, I don't know, I have to keep switching my studying between... anatomy and physiology.
Yeah.
It's just...
I hate that physiology is cumulative.
I hate that, too. I just don't... I haven't even looked at, really, the old... I went to see my old exams, but that's about it. That's the only thing I've really seen from the past stuff. I've just been focused on Ken's stuff.
Ken.
Blueberry stuff, and you're just like,
love me some Ken.
Yeah. I don't know.
Man, I miss Ken. And Mike. I miss Mike. You could
have taken physiology.
Nope.
You would have seen Ken.
Nope.
Yeah, you should have taken it with us.
I was walking with Abigail, and she was like, oh my God, you should go to the lecture and go see Ken. And I was like, I love Ken. I'm good. And she goes, I'm going to tell
him. She's like, I don't love him that much.
I'm going to tell him that you don't want to see him. And I'm like, ooh. Nope. Ken just knows I don't like physiology.
Yeah. I don't know. It was fine. He just like, he just hasn't changed. It's still like someone asks a question, talks about it for 10 minutes.
Well, yeah, and then he also, so for reference, I did ask the question, and then he always makes you like reiterate your question in front of the entire class, and I was like, Ken, I was like, the whole reason I didn't ask you in front of all of the people last time was because I didn't want to say it to the whole class.
Right.
He's awesome, though.
Yeah, how are you feeling, though, for the exam on Monday?
Paige. I mean, so for reference, I tutor physiology, so to an extent, I'm like, if I can't do well on this exam, and I'm actively tutoring them for their cumulative physiology exam, then, like, probably I should not be teaching them. So, like, that always makes you feel a little better, because you're like, I do know some things. And also, it, like, builds in my studying for me, like,
yeah, that's over what I was about
the last
to say.
Week, which
it's
is
like,
really nice.
Basically a study session for you, too.
Yeah.
You have to teach it.
That's how I feel about for Kinesis next semester. That I'm, like, I'm really hoping that, like, tutoring it this semester has helped, like, carry on
definitely
some
will
for next semester.
It definitely will. It's so effective teaching, or the teach back or whatever you want to call it. It's so well, it works for me very well.
Oh, it's
yeah.
awesome.
Oh, and for sure.
So, it's also kind of fun. Like, I don't know, one of my really good friends, she was like, oh my God, like anatomy is so cool, but like I don't want anything to do with it, but I find it super interesting. So I pulled up, remember Complete Anatomy? I would always use
oh yeah.
I have this app that you can like show like 3D models of what things like look like. And I was like, yes, like, I was explaining all of it to her, and she's like, wow, like, that's so cool. And, yeah, I think it's so much fun. I also, like, I want to go back and teach one day. That's, like, the end goal. But,
that is cool.
But it's just, like, it's so
fun. Timmy's
going to
be,
like
80 wandering the basement of Kramer.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be like, all
get
right.
this man an assistive device.
Yeah, exactly.
Fitted to my wrist, please.
For sure, Timmy, for sure.
Yeah, I've always thought about the teaching route just because I come from a large family of teachers, so it's kind of just in my blood. To
both my parents are teachers, and I was like, I don't want to teach, and then I was like, wait,
dot, dot, dot.
This is kind of fun.
It's fun, right? And then it's cool to like tell what you know to other people to like help them. That's kind of how I think about it as
yeah. So. Well, I feel like I've met so many people through it too. That's been really cool.
Yeah, I definitely love it. I love like getting to meet the underclassmen. Because then I'm like, oh, man, like, I remember when I was in your same boat. Or like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, they were talking about during, like, the week before midterms when they had the Kines and Fizz, like, back-to-back. And I was like, oh, my God.
It's like, wow, that was.
I remember that so vividly because that's where, like, Emma, Sam, Caroline, George, and I went to go get tacos afterwards. And that was, like, the first time we ever hung out. And that was, like, such a core memory. And I was like, guys, like. It sounds so dumb, but, like, that's where, like, you meet your best friends. It's, like, Kines and Phys Lab that semester when everyone's just, like, going through it, and then all of a sudden you're like, wow, like.
You're like, I kind of have knowledge.
Yeah, like, this is pretty fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's good. Taking, like, I mean, I don't know what you guys thought. I mean, I thought those classes were very difficult at that point of college, I guess, like, just being exposed to all that stuff and all those complex things. It really helps you grow with your classmates because you're suffering through it together.
my favorite like core memory from that semester was the night before the Kines final. Like a lot of us study in the basement of Rainer, and there was like probably like five of us sitting in the like far corner room in the basement, and then all of a sudden. It went from five of us to, like, 20 people in the study room trying to learn Kines the night before, and we were, like, trying to explain things, and it was, like, all of us were, like, so confused, and, like, I remember so vividly Ben was like, hey, can we go over the law of cosines? Or the...
Like the physics portion?
There was a physics portion, but it was, like, it was, like, one specific,
like,
really weird... It was, like, a double cosine thing, and I was, like... If he puts this on, like, I remember so vividly telling him, I was like, if he puts this on the exam, I'm closing my computer and walking out. And the next day, I see this question come up, and it was me and Sharia was sitting right next to me, and I started laughing at my computer in the front row. And like, I must have looked like such a fool, because I was like, this is actually so unreal. Like, I did not think this was going to show up. But that was like, oh, man. That was probably one of the harder semesters. I think that.
Very hard, yeah.
And then last semester for us, the second semester of junior year for me, at least, like.
Well, yeah, because you had physiology then.
Yeah. To be fair, it was phys and psych and the engineering
that's
class I took.
That's so fair.
That was so much fun, though.
That was a personal choice.
Oh, that was a personal choice.
Okay. Yeah, now I was like. Because I was like, for me at least, I didn't find the last semester that bad, but I didn't take that phys class that you guys all did.
It wasn't terrible in the grand scheme of physiology, because coming from someone who is terrible at physiology.
I think we should do a Yankee swap with tutoring for like one day.
Oh, where like you
tutor
Kinesis.
And I should tutor Kinesis and you should tutor phys. And we should both like sit in the back of each other's sessions and just like watch each other fumble so bad.
I've had like some people be like, oh man, like, oh, can like you help me? Just like, I know we have tutoring tomorrow, but can you try to explain this now? And I'm like, you will fail if I have this, like if I explain this to you. Wait
like,
till
you
tomorrow.
You don't want me to. You don't want me to.
I promise you, wait to ask Paige.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would definitely, I would say ditto, but back towards Kinesis. I would be like, you have a knee. It bends. And it straightens.
There's some roll and slide.
There's rolling and there's sliding, but I'm not sure which one's going which way. It's going, though. I promise you.
That's cool. Yeah, I those semesters really, I don't know, looking back at them, it's just, like, crazy. Like, just how all that stuff kind of funnels into, like, what we're doing now. I guess you could kind of see, like, how it relates, but you're just, like, I don't know, studying and stressed out for it, and then it's just, like, when you think about it, it's not that big of a deal in the long run.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just,
yeah,
like, no. I don't even remember, like, the grades I got on those exams, you know? And I'm not really worried about it.
I mean, I must have done okay, because here I am. But, yeah,
exactly.
Otherwise, I have no idea.
I just, it's out of sight, out of mind. And I feel like I feel like it does that with, like, every single semester or whatever. Mm. Like, in the moment, I'm still working on it. Like, in the moment, you're just like, oh, like, if maybe I didn't do so well, or like, I did so well. It's like the grade means so much to you. But then when, like, not even like a week goes by, it's just like out of your brain, you know?
Yeah.
So.
That was kind of wild.
What's your, like, what's your favorite semester from undergrad?
Ooh.
Like, class-wise, I would say, like class-wise at least. Because I feel like I have this conversation with the kids I tutor all the time. And I feel like second semester of sophomore year, like X-Phys, strength, and like I took motor cog, I feel like that was the most like balanced semester I had.
Was that spring?
That was spring of our sophomore year with like Ken, Kip.
Yes.
That's so fair.
Yes. I was going to be in my top three or top two, whatever you call it, but that's definitely up there for me. And then last semester for me.
Yeah. Dude, even though, like, last semester was, like, tough, like, Mike's class.
I had a lot of fun.
Mike's class was cool.
I loved that. I talk about that class on every single tour that I give. Every single time. I'm like, yeah, for, like, our final, like, or, like, I always start the metabolic cart. I'm like, so how much do you think this is worth? And they're like, $2,000. And I'm like, half your tuition. and they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, so it's a metabolic cart, and like go into like a whole like explanation about it.
Yeah,
that class is awesome. Shout out Clinical X-Phys.
Yeah,
very cool.
That's a good one. Yeah, I think for me at least, I always think the spring semesters are a lot more fun than the fall.
100%.
But this semester was really fun.
This semester was really fun.
Awesome. Like,
this is definitely up there for me.
Yeah.
Like, it was a lot of fun, even though you put in a lot of time, and maybe you don't really have much of, like, well, for me at least, I didn't really have much of a social life because I'm trying to, like, balance all this stuff. But I still had fun. I had fun in class, you know, fun meeting new people, the new people coming in and getting closer with everybody for another year, you know?
Yeah, it was really cool. I feel like the patient client management lab was awesome.
How'd the practical go for both of you?
I got I like walked in and I was like, man, I really want Parkinson's. I was like, I was like,
crazy to say out of context.
Yeah, if you take it out of context.
Like, that's what I wanted for my practical. And Emma draws, she does her first one, and I'm the, like, the patient, and she gets a cabbage. And I'm like, oh my God, that means I have a 20% chance of getting a stroke. Like, oh no, like, this is like.
Oh, you were thinking about it that way.
I was thinking about it that way.
That's crazy.
And I like, go, and we finish, and it goes really well. And I'm like, all right, who was it? Was it Shana or was it? I forgot who my TA was, but she was like, all right, Timmy, like, pick a card. And I was like, all right, which one do you think would be least likely to be a CVA? So I, like, grab it. Like, and I, like, I pick it up. Parkinson's. Oh my God.
Like, yes.
I was like, I used to pray for times like this. Yeah. I had to resist falling to my knees in front of the TA and being like, yes. Because that first practical. I was not a very good PT. I did forget to lock the wheelchair.
Yeah, that's not good.
When I did my transfer. So, I had the same TA grade me. So I was like, hey, I locked the wheelchair this time.
Learning.
And she was like,
learning.
Good job. So.
Every time I do mine, I always forget to put the grippy socks on, which is, like, so minimal points and so minimal importance in, like, the whole scheme of things. But, like, literally every single time that I've practiced and literally every single time I've gotten graded, I've forgotten them. So the TA and my partner are like, do not forget to put on the grippy socks this time because you've done it every single time. And then I got to doing my interview. And I, like, about started to, like, tell her how to do the roll, but I was like, before we do the roll, we're going to put on some grippy socks.
That's good. That's good.
And literally one of the people, like, for some reason I had a whole peanut gallery of people grading me. Like, Geyser was in there, and he Dr. Was... Miller was in there. Everyone was, like, just walking around. I don't know. But one of them, like, clapped.
What?
I know Geyser was in for someone else's as well, because they had the Kines practical going on.
Oh, that
so
makes
I think
so
he
much
went
more
up,
sense.
I think he went up to go grab stuff to, like, put on the, like, tables in the Kines lab. But I was like, man, this is...
I was like, whoa, I haven't seen you in forever.
Damn. So how did it feel, like, having extra people watch? Were you, like, more nervous? That would have made me more nervous.
I was
terrified. With Dr. Miller, I was, like, a little stressed, just since she... Well, one, she's my DCE. Two, like, I haven't really met her a whole lot yet, so I was like, oh.
Yeah, and she's teaching it next semester.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and David was essentially teaching her how to grade us and, like, what
That's
things
so
to
sad.
Be watching for, and I was like, I don't know. Kind of cool that you, like, chose me to be the person who you're like, yeah, this is, like, a good example of, like,
yeah.
things to watch for. But at the same time, I was like, man, I feel like I just have a lot of eyes on me right now.
Yeah,
like,
I would have freaked me out. I would not have been comfortable with so many people watching
me. Yeah,
she's
me. Like, I'm not grading you. And I was like, no, but you are,
you're
like,
here.
Ominously staring at me. So,
how'd it go for you?
Good. I had to deal with a Parkinson's patient, so it was a good thing. And then I had to be, wait, no, it wasn't. I take that back. I had to do a COPD patient, and I had to be a Parkinson's patient. So it went really well. I got, like, just a couple minor, like, feedback, but nothing, like, she told me it's nothing to, like, nothing to worry about. It's just, like, you get better with it as you go. But I did, like, apparently I got, like, on the interview, I think I had only two out of the prior level of function answers. And I was just like, honestly, I wasn't even paying attention. I was just asking
just
a bunch
like
of
asking
questions.
Asking random stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I was just kind of going with it. And then there's got to a certain point. I was like, okay, this is enough. Like, I feel like.
So moving on.
Maybe I should have counted, but I didn't want to take that extra mental step just because there's so many things that I could forget to do.
Yeah.
I did like five tests and measures. By accident, because I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I've done enough tests and measures yet, and just, like, did all of them that I could think of.
I always appreciate the feedback that they give after the practicals. I feel like they're always so, like, in-depth. Like, I had Cassie grade my first one, and she, like, I feel like I just got such good feedback that was so beneficial. I feel like, I don't know about how you guys feel about it, but I love, like, how much feedback they give.
No, I totally agree.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's good. They're always like, for me at least, they've given me feedback where it's like very uplifting. They're just like, Or it's like they give you like something you need to work on, but then they give you like something you did really good.
And
they
just kind of sandwich method.
Yeah, they talk you through it, and it kind of just makes you feel a lot better about your performance. Yeah. But it was fun. I mean, I am excited to see what we're gonna do in the second part of this class.
Mm-hmm.
More. I feel like we gotta learn how to do crutches at some point.
Oh, that's next semester. We're doing crutches next semester. I'm super excited to do lines because it's interprofessional with OTs.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So oh, like, we'll get nice. We'll get to do another round with the OTs. Will be fun.
Yes. Yeah, they're all pretty cool. Pretty cool people. Yeah, I mean, we had three of them in our.
Yeah, I was gonna say our whole lab group pretty much was OTs.
We didn't have any OTs in my lab group, which is kind of sad.
Damn. Yeah, we had dudes. Just Paige and I. Paige and I were lab partners in anatomy, and
we were locked.
Yeah, we were good, and then OTs were also good. But overall, our group was good.
I agree.
I think we were just really effective in getting what we needed to get done, and especially on the quizzes.
Time management was. Epitome of time management.
Yeah, it was a good overall group. But going back to the patient client, I'm excited to work with them. I think they're cool people. Yeah. So
I think it's so beneficial for us at least to like learn from OTs and like OTs aren't from PTs because I worked in a PEDS like OT PT SLP clinic not this summer but the summer before that, and I just feel like I learned so much like. It's also so impressive. Like, I was just in a session with one of the OTs for an hour, and we were just playing.
They play, but it's so productive.
We were just messing around, and then we, like, finished the session, and she was like, I was like, oh, like, that's fun. And she goes, yeah, like, we did this, that, the other thing, one of those. And I was like, how did you knock off, like, six of their goals by playing with cars? Like, it's so impressive.
Yeah. No, it's kind of insane. I feel like the same with Speech Path.
Mm.
Like, all of their activities, I'm like, that's so cute and fun. And I feel like just, like, as a kid would be so cool to go in there and you'd be like, I'm going on a play date. But, like, every time. And then you're also, like, getting better, which is so cool.
Yeah.
Is that what you want to do, Peds?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I came in and I really wanted to do sports. That was, like... I was like, I got injured playing volleyball, and then I went to PT, and then I was like, wow, PT is really cool. But my sister, she runs the orthopedic, or like the pediatric sports residency at Texas Children's Hospital.
Cool.
So I went to go visit her, and then I was like, hey, while I'm there, can I shadow you? And she was like, sure. So I shadowed, and I was like, man, if I see one more ACL, I'm going to lose my mind. And then I came back and I got an email about volunteering in the Pete's Clinic on campus with Dr. Pleva. And I've been with the same kid for 2 years now. And working with him, I was like, man, this is what I want to do. Like,
that's
this is
good.
Awesome.
That's nice.
Yeah. That is really cool.
It's awesome. It's so cool. And I like every day, like, I don't know, it's one of the things where I feel like in orthopedics sometimes you see the same condition and kind of approach it the same way.
Yeah.
Whereas like in PED, someone can have the same diagnosis. And every session is going to be, like, so different.
Right.
Just because, like, kids are always, like, you never know what's going to happen. Right.
Yeah.
It's all unpredictable.
Yeah. We had one kind of, like, pediatric neuro patient when I was chatting with my sister. And I remember, like, so vividly talking with the PT because he's – so my sister went to PT school here. The PT I was working with also was in her PT class. And when she was in PT school, I was, like – I was young. I was probably like 6 to 8, somewhere there.
Okay, yeah.
And I had this incredible idea to make the hashtag Awesome Club. And everyone in this hashtag Awesome Club were all of my sister's PT friends.
Love it.
So Rob was like, I think he was like co-VP of the hashtag Awesome Club. So I was working with him like crazy, like 15 years down the line. And he was like, yeah, like with kids, you kind of just got to have an idea of what you need to do. And he just put out a bunch of things and was like, you pick what you want to do. And the kid, like, when they were like, I want to play with the football. And then he was like, all right, cool. Let's do some ankle stability with a football. How do you do that? Like that. I think that was like so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Shout out the hashtag awesome club. We got a picture together in Schrader 356 when I'm like this little.
You got to start that back up again.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Bring back the hashtag awesome club.
Bring back
the
hashtag
join.
Awesome club.
Just get a bunch of people to join and then.
We got to have merch.
So,
we got to have merch.
Today's meeting, how are we going to be awesome sauce?
Let's evaluate.
Yeah. But transitioning into the break, do you guys have any fun plans for the winter?
Getting my wisdom teeth pulled. The first
that is not
hell
fun.
Yeah, let's go.
I think we're going to. We were talking about downtown. One of my really good friends, Jorge, graduated last year, but he just texted our group chat and was like, "Guys, downtown Tuesday of break. We're all hanging out."
Tuesday.
And we're like, "Okay, cool."
Tuesday of break.
So we're gonna go hang out, and then I may do some shadowing at the clinic I was at 2 years ago. Just go stop in, say hi. I miss the PTs and the OTs there.
That's good.
Very cool.
But yeah, nothing too crazy. Yeah. I think I'm trying to finally finish Harry Potter. I'm on book 5.
Reading or watching?
Reading. Okay. Never read it before.
Come on, Timmy.
5. I know, shocker. Like of all the books that I've read, Harry Potter just evaded me.
It so far?
I love it. Yeah, oh my god. Go. Goblet of Fire. Best. That is my favorite book so far.
It's a good reading.
It's really good.
It's a good winter break like goal. Just like get through stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Things that you won't be able to do like while you're studying, you know?
That and playing a lot of Minecraft.
You were telling me about that.
I've been on a big Minecraft kick recently.
You got to finish that Christmas tree, man.
Oh, it's done. Don't worry.
Oh, there you go.
Now I'm in the lab working on some other things for that world.
That's such a W,
man. Fun times.
What about you, Paige? Are you doing anything fun over break?
I'm leaving like immediately after the Gross Anatomy final, and we're driving out to Virginia.
Oh.
Because my brother goes to school at William and Mary out there, and I haven't seen his campus yet, so.
Oh, it's really nice.
That'll be cool.
I'm saying that because I've been there, but I was like 8 years old.
I was going to say, I've technically been to, I went to Williamsburg when I was probably 10 or 11. My family, like, road trips, like, our absolute lives depend on it.
Awesome.
So we wake up at, like, 6 in the morning. We go to sleep at, like, 12:30. You, like, don't sleep. You'll drive for 10 hours in the car and then hike, like, 15 miles up a mountain.
Wow.
And,
That's so cool.
Really intense. But, essentially, Williamsburg was our first stop of the day. And it was, like, 7 a.m. And there was, like, no one there. Nothing was open. So we literally just, like, walked down the road and we were, like, nice. Williamsburg, and then just like left. So it'd be cool to see it when there's like actually things that are open, and then it sounds like they have some really good like fireworks and seasonal things there.
Oh,
too.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Nice. And anything for the holidays, like just seeing family and whatnot.
Yeah, we do. Like I'm Polish, so our big like Christmas is all like Christmas Eve.
Yes.
And like we don't do as much on Christmas Day.
Nice.
But yeah, super excited. My sister will be in town with her husband and my niece, so that'll be
very cool.
That'll be fun. Yeah, she's 2 now, so she's gonna be just like running circles around our house, which is gonna be interesting. yeah, nothing too crazy. I always look forward to Christmas. I love Christmas movies, and the Home Alone house is like 20 minutes from where I live, so
I gotta give that one a visit.
It's okay. It depends on the year because, like, it's been, like, sold around a lot recently. So, like, I went 2 years ago and wasn't even decorated. Like, you wouldn't have even known.
Oh, that's so sad.
But I think it just got bought by a new owner. So, hopefully, fingers crossed, there's, like, some lights up. It was an Airbnb for a while. Like, you could have Airbnb'd at the Home Alone house. Yeah. Which is so cool.
Dang.
Yeah, it's in, I want to say it's in Kenilworth. Fun because the people who live there are loaded. Yeah. So the Christmas decorations there are awesome.
Yeah, one of those where you just take a little like slow lap around the whole neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
Very fun.
Yeah.
Very fun.
Big fan.
Yeah, I'm actually going to Puerto Rico.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Yeah, the 17th or whatever, and then I get back before Christmas.
Sweet.
Like the 23rd.
22nd or 23rd.
Dude,
one
that's
of those.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm really excited to go, because I've never been.
Do you have any big plans while you're there?
No, we're like, apparently we're golfing 2 golf courses out there, which
okay.
is so fun.
Nice.
Like, I played a lot of golf over the summer, just because I mean I caddied and everything, and I got more into it because of caddying. So I played. My brother's big into it, so we played a lot.
Didn't you and was it you and Owen that played?
Yeah, I invited Owen McClellan to play with my roommate early this semester. That was fun. But yeah, my brother was like, "Oh, we're playing," and I was like, "Oh, that's sick." And he's like, "Actually, we're playing two." I was like, "Wow, okay, that's nice."
All right, ambitious. I like
it. Yeah. So it should be fun, and I'm just gonna enjoy the nice weather, hopefully, because my family has had bad luck with weather going south for like the winter.
Really?
But I'm praying it'll
like
be
like just a lot of rain or what?
Yeah, there was one time we went to Florida for New Year's, and it was in the 30s.
Oh.
And rain, and it snowed.
Like, how is that possible?
That's unfortunate.
I thought Florida like wasn't allowed to go under like 60.
It was in the 30s.
It feels like it should.
I don't know that. It was actually bad. It was the first time going to Disney, and it like the first 2 days. Well, it was. I'm trying to remember. It was everything after New Year's. So like New Year, we got there like the 30th. And then we spent, like, New Year's, and all nice days in, like, the 70s and 75. And then, the days after that, when we went to, like, the parks, just terrible weather. Like, rainy, snow, and windy, and cold. And you're just like, why did we come here?
So, fun fact, I think I've been to Disney, like, 12 times, maybe?
Jeez. Yeah,
I've been still once. Think, like, every time I've been to Animal Kingdom, it's rained.
Yep. That tracks.
It's, like, it's always Animal Kingdom. Every single time.
I love Disney. I was supposed to go to CSM in February, which is the combined sections meeting.
That's so cool.
Because my sister's presenting at it, and she was like, "I'm gonna be there. Do you want to go?" And I was like, "Yes, very much want to go." But it's the same weekend as my acapella group is competing in Madison for ICCAs.
Ooh.
So sadly, I won't be there. But big Disney guy.
Yeah. Your favorite Disney movie?
Incredible question. I
recently rewatched Ratatouille. Forgot how much I love Ratatouille. Awesome film.
Hercules is so underrated. I think Hercules is the most like people talk about it, but they don't talk about it enough. I will say fun fact about me, I'm a total Greek mythology nerd. When I was a kid, I read every single Greek mythology book in my school's library. I've read Percy Jackson more times than I would like to admit. So I remember, watching Hercules for the first time after this big, Greek mythology wave, and being like, actually, that's incorrect. That's not right. And I was, talking to my mom, and I was like, no, that's not okay. Like, Hera hates Hercules. Like, Hera was, so mean to him, so mean to Hephaestus. There is no way all these gods are getting along right now. Like, but I loved Hercules. Was one of my favorites. I don't know.
Are you super excited for Percy Jackson season two?
Oh, I'm so excited for Percy Jackson season two.
That comes out this week, too.
December 10th?
Hype. Oh, yeah, December 10th. Lock in.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I think it's Wednesday.
See, he just made his day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
Sarah are watching them all.
Are they all coming out at once?
Timmy, I'm a D1 side quester. That is one of my side quests built in for this week.
Well, I thought it was only... Oh,
It's only half the season. I could be
totally wrong. I thought it was a two episode.
I don't know. Regardless, I'll be sat. I will be there.
Yeah, I'm excited. I have interesting feelings because they're adding a new character who wasn't in the books. For this new season. I love Sea of Monsters. I think it's a really good book, and I think it's going to be really funny, and I love the act they have for Grover. So I'm excited to see what he does. But I just have really mixed feelings about this.
Stick to the plot.
Yeah, adding an entirely new character. Like, take your own creative liberties, but it's going to be definitely going to be interesting. I'm excited to see Luke. And this is like the start of his the start of his villain arc. So,
What about you? What's your favorite? Have you decided on a favorite movie from Disney?
Favorite Disney movie is so hard because I feel like you have so many, like, different types of Disney movies, right? Like, you got the whole, like, Pixar branch.
Cars.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's my favorite. Cars is my favorite.
Cars, like, is so good.
See, something, I feel like something about all of the old-timey, like, Pixar movies, I, like, do not cry. But for some reason, it's, like, all of the old-timey Pixar movies just really get me every time. Like, Toy Story 3 sobs every time.
This is going to be a hot take. I really don't like Toy Story 3. Toy Story 1 and Toy Story 2, I loved.
They're better than Toy Story 3, I would say.
I did not like Toy Story 3. I don't know why. I like.
Is it like the imminent death of every single character for like multiple times throughout the film? Because I feel like it just really stressed me out as a kid.
Oh, as a kid, it stressed me out. Like that one scene with like the bear and they're like in the incinerator. Like that. Like,
yeah, and the bear is trying to like burn everyone to death.
That haunted me for like months.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was scary.
I think I like the second one the best of Toy Story.
I like that. That's a good take.
Is that when they get Jesse?
Yeah.
Like
who,
okay. Yeah.
Yep.
It's when they get
the airport scene.
Yeah, I like that one.
Good.
But the scene where the guy is cleaning off Woody, I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
Like he gets like a little box and
the
it's
surgical.
Like, yeah. That scene is so satisfying for some reason.
He's like, it's so aesthetic.
Like it's just like, yeah, he's just like weaving the thread through everything.
And the sound effects of like popping open like the bottles.
Oh yeah. Oh
yeah, it was just so like satisfying to watch.
Like yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's a good one. I love the Toy Story series. Even though I haven't seen the fourth one, actually.
That was
the fourth one I like to just pretend doesn't exist. It's not a bad movie, but it ended so well in three that it makes me kind of sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't even think I have like Disney Plus or anything like that. So I can't even watch it.
I mean, obviously, like, see, I grew up on the classics because my mom had all of them on VHS. So, like, Lady and the Tramp, Mulan.
Mulan? Oh, my goodness.
Mulan
that
and
might
Lion.
Be my favorite.
Mulan and Lion King.
Yes.
Like,
classics.
I refuse to watch the live-action Mulan movie because Mushu isn't in it.
What?
Yeah. They didn't.
No.
I'm like, the Mushu is, like, one of the most important characters. Like,
yeah.
He's awesome. He's so cool. How can you leave him out?
Right.
So like, I love all those. Sleeper pick, Atlantis.
No.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't either, but still no.
No, you got to watch Atlantis.
No.
Treasure Island?
Also no.
Oh my gosh. No, you have to. Treasure Island is one of those movies that like, it's just so beautifully done. Because it's like 3D, but also animated, but not in a way that's done poorly.
Interesting.
I don't know. It's incredible.
Is there like a plot?
There's a plot. Yeah, I mean, like it's a whole like redemption arc because this, you have to watch it. But there's pirates and technology and like steampunk.
That's all you need: pirates and technology.
It is so
give pirates technology.
It's beautiful. Oh yeah, dude. Treasure.
Ooh, Pirates of the Caribbean.
There you go.
Underrated Disney movie.
Underrated
film at large, but underrated Disney movie.
I don't know about you guys. I love studying to like soundtracks.
Oh yeah,
totally. You know, that's a good idea.
Like Hans Zimmer, John Powell. Oh my god, Hans Zimmer does the Pirates of the Caribbean track.
Yes,
incredible, yeah. Incredible.
Yeah, I love the. I don't even know what it's called. But it's like the hype one. I don't know. I just know the White Sox use it for their like intro video. They use that for their intro video before the games and it just gets you so hyped.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. They play like old clips over and like the whole history of the team and you're just like, damn, this is really cool.
Like, wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I used to do like tumbling / acrobatics. And we had this thing called production tumbling. And we did a routine to that song, and there were so many people, they got, like, injured during that routine. Like, multiple spinal fractures. Like,
oh my God.
People
oh,
just
wow.
getting, like, back tuck and just, like, landed on. We would, like, toss people off of a story and a half tall boat and, like, just have random, like, 16-year-olds catch them. There's videos online. But, like,
I
love that song so much. But every time I watch that, and Carol of the Bells, because those were, like, the two that I was in. I get so stressed. because I'm like, I just like know, but, like, my homie Zoe like almost died at this moment in time 10 years ago. Like, so every time I watch it now, I just like, heart is like racing for literally no reason.
Yeah, it's some good Carol of the Bells too. It's like a good Christmas transition to songs.
Oh, yeah.
Favorite
Love
Christmas song?
Oh.
Is that your favorite Christmas song?
I would have to say Christmas Vacation is probably one of my favorites. Like,
Oh, yeah.
See, I struggle with picking a favorite Christmas song for the same reason I struggle with picking a favorite Disney movie.
Right, there's just so many.
There's
so
many good ones.
I feel like there's so many, like, genres of Christmas music, right? Like,
exactly.
There's, like, the new, like, Christmas pop, right? Like, it's,
no.
Like, it's good. Like,
right. It's decent. It's decent.
It's good. It's I mean, like, Mariah Carey, you know, she's good. That being said, though, like, I love, like, the oldies, like, the Bing Crosbys and stuff
okay.
like that, like, the Louis Armstrong.
Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé is more, like, modern.
He's, like, a middle era. He's, like, chill Christmas pop.
Michael Bublé tonight, Market Hall 100 for the acapella Christmas concert.
Yeah.
There.
I love it.
But then I also, like, I love, like, the Mannheim Steamroller.
Okay.
Like, I love, like, the orchestral, like, Christmas songs. So I'm very, very conflicted. And then you got, like, those, like, church bangers, like, Oh Come Emmanuel.
The church bangers.
Okay, they are bangers.
They are. That's fire.
I think Little Drummer Boy has to be one of my favorite, like, overall Christmas songs, though.
Yeah.
I like it. So I like, grew up going to a mega church, which is weird because I also live in a cornfield. So, like, why do we have a mega church? I don't know. But my mega church every year for Christmas puts on, like, this gigantic Christmas production. And it's just people from our community, but, like, picture, like, a squad of, like, 30 dancers. There's, like, people flying from the ceiling. There's, break dancers and trampoline artists and, like, all the stuff. And they, like, put it on for free for the community, which is really cool. So we go, like, pretty much every year. But Little Drummer Boy, they do it every year, and there's, like, an entire drum line, like, in the rafters of, like, 20 people that just, like, fall down from the ceiling, and they're all, like, in Drummer Boy costumes and, like,
it's incredible.
Doing the thing. Wow. It's really cool. It's kind of stressful. Like, the first time they did it, we were all like, whoa, there's, like, people falling from the skies that are, like, drumming at us, but it's really cool, so.
What are you guys' thoughts on, so, like, some of my favorite Christmas are, like, the claymation ones, but I feel like those are, like, really, like, I feel like I bring that up, and sometimes people are like, oh, my God, those are awesome. And other times people are like, I hate those.
Yeah, they're good.
I feel pretty meh.
The Rudolph one is just, like, my childhood, because I watched it every year growing up.
It's a good one. Santa Claus is Coming to Town?
Yes.
I don't think I've even ever seen it.
Oh, it's a good one. It's kind of scary. It freaked me out as a kid, but
yeah.
It was good.
Wait, what's scary about it?
There's the Ice Wizard.
The Ice Wizard. And, that whole opening scene where, like...
Burgermeister, Meister Burger.
Yeah, the Burgermeister.
Dang.
You got to watch it.
I'm going to add it to the list now. I'm intrigued.
And then the song, Put One Foot in Front of the Other. It's a W song. That's how my mom teaches, like, it. She was talking about it in, like... I don't even know. I have to ask her that story, but she mentioned that while she was, like, teaching that. I was like, that's sick. Song's a W.
W song. I agree.
I feel like I'm missing out. I gotta go
you
watch
will.
It.
100% missing
you should, I'd recommend it.
Fair enough.
Have you ever seen It's Rudolph Shining New Year?
No.
The plot is every year, Father Time, he's, like, born again as a baby. Right,
so okay,
like,
sure.
Throughout the year, he goes from, like, baby to old Father Time, and then at New Year he becomes a baby, new Father Time.
Sure,
but this, like, baby is like, man, I don't want to be Father Time because I'm a baby. Duh,
makes sense. Yeah.
So then they have to travel through all these different eras and, like, try and find the baby in the archipelagos of time, and the evil bird Eon is trying to steal the baby because. He's going to die because it's been an eon unless the baby, like, doesn't become new Father Time and the year doesn't, like, restart.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Dang.
Also claymation. Also incredible.
Interesting. There's a lot
that
of good.
That sounds really intense.
A lot
it's
of
really
good recommendations from Timmy. But we kind of should be closing up a little bit, but I do this kind of with people that I bring on. You know Hot Ones?
Yes.
The wings.
Okay, yeah.
You know how like the end it's always just like they do a closing where it's like, what do you have like going on, or like what do you want to promote about yourself to end?
Ooh.
So that's normally how I end this. So Paige,
fair enough.
How do you want to leave your mark on this the podcast and promote for yourself in the future? What do you have going on, basically?
I'll drop a Bucks fan section promo. Hit me up for tickets. I can literally bring friends to like all the games, and it's truly an awesome experience. I would say outside of that, work hard, play hard, man. This is like the epitome of work hard, play hard week.
Yep,
so
exactly.
Lock in, get the finals done, but yeah, have a good time with it too.
Awesome. Yeah. And then Timmy?
Kind of dropped this before, but if you guys are listening right now, Market Hall, 100, 8 p.m. tonight, acapella Christmas concert. All the proceeds go to Market Mardi Gras, so supporting a good cause. Donation only, so you don't have to pay to get into the concert, but I'll be good. And then looking forward, I'm really excited to start pro bono next semester. I think that'll be a fun one. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, you guys got this. I know it can be hard sometimes, but you're all going to do great. And it's not that deep.
Yeah, it is.
Not that deep.
Never yeah. that deep. Never that deep.
So, yeah, I mean, I kind of just, what you guys say is really just put it in the time now and really get through this week because, you know, we all could do it. We've done it before, and it's really nothing stopping you from doing it since like you already know that you can do it, and it'll all be worth it once you get that whole month off to spend time with your family, with your friends, and just being at home and in your own bed if you're going back to your house that you grew up in and everything. But just want to thank you guys for coming on. It was awesome. I love doing
it was awesome.
I love doing this. The last two times having classmates come on have just been an absolute blast, so I hope the more people could come on. If you guys want to come back on, just hit me up. And if you have
I'll be down.
Any of your friends that want to come on with you guys, just let me know and we'll get something going next semester. But it was a great year, 2025 of podcasts. I actually want to know how many I did just for the numbers reasons. But yeah, it was awesome year. Looking forward to starting 2026 with the bang and really get those goals going and hopefully keep them longer than
some good smart goals to make.
And yeah, we'll just enjoy the rest of the finals week being on campus and then going home from break. But yeah, thanks everyone for listening. Thanks everybody from the Spotify realm from tuning in, and we'll end with my favorite, because I didn't really say what my favorite Christmas song was, but it's Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid. I don't know if you guys know what it is.
I like it.
I gotta hear
good call.
This.
You'll hear it. Okay, but yeah, thanks everybody for listening. Good luck with finals, and you know we'll see you in 2026.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll see everybody later.